to show you a nice progression from simple to more complex for nice stretches into the inner thigh area. A lot of times this helps us keep our balance between the inner and outer thighs, and the more flexibility we keep all around, not only will our legs feel better and our hips feel better, but our back will feel better and we'll be able to be more active. So first one is just real simple to the side. So this is kind of working on strength and flexibility at the same time. This could be as simple as just standing up and doing this. You can hold on to a counter. You can do it with your legs, and you can go deeper and deeper into the stretch. You can use it with your hands on the ground, or if you want to add balance, you can take your hands off the ground. It'll get you deeper into the stretch. It'll use your muscles a little more. You can stay here and stretch as long as you like. Pull this knee out, keep that leg straight, hold up straight, stay in this position. Go to the other side, up straight, knee out, remember foot, ankle, knee, everything aligned on this side, leg out nice and straight on this side. And little by little, what's nice about the sand is it already works with you to start getting the feet further and further apart. But I'm working my way in. I'm not forcing my way in. If my body gives me something, I'm taking it, but I'm not pushing it. I don't want to push against the intelligence of my body. I want to work with the intelligence of my body. So for me, this is probably about as good as it gets today. So I'll stay here. And if I want to get better at this, I have to do it more often and more consistently, because that's how muscles change. And if I don't do it, I probably won't not only not get further down, I'll probably be able to not get down this far, because muscles also change in the opposite direction. They tighten if we don't stretch them, because life and stress is tightening. But if we stretch them, they relax and lengthen, and then they perform better not only in stretching and in flexibility, but they perform better in life. Reduce the risk of injury, improve their ability to do work, improve their ability to handle stress, and improve their ability to heal and recover. All right, so once I'm here, probably just take it down backwards. You can just turn it into a stretch this way. And then lastly, I can go down. I could stretch for breaths. I could stretch for time. But the idea for deeper, longer stretches is you only want to stretch it like 70% where there's light tension on the muscles. You want to be able to relax and almost just drift into the stretch and drift into the stretching and make it enjoyable for the most part, and that'll allow you to go deeper longer. But if you're wrestling yourself, you're fidgety, and you're wondering when's this going to end, you're probably stretching a little too much and a little too hard, and it's probably a good idea to back off a little bit. You can sign up at drjohnfresh.com for my Feel Younger blog. There's also many clips on a bunch of different exercises and activities that I'm posting each week, and they're all available to you. Variations. You can do forward. You can do these side bends. You can do rotation. And I'll just go through a number of different ones you could do. You can pick and choose the ones you want. You can pause the video and do them and then come back. So first, forward. You can do all the different angles along the way. And as you go more and more this direction, you're including this more and more, the other side of your back. So the right side of my back and the left leg, You can even go a touch past if you really want a nice stretch. Do both sides. And you can stay in each position as long as you want, or you can move through them slowly, or you can stop somewhere when you find a tight spot. Listen to what your body's saying, feed it what it needs, and it'll give you back more than you could ever imagine. Okay, and sideways. You can use your arm here to sort of open the chest and bring the shoulder back, which really lengthens the stretch down the side while you're stretching your hamstring. Hips, same goes true on this side. Use this hand here, to push and open the chest and the shoulder. Good. You do a rotation. You can stay there longer or do it with like movement. Two breaths, five breaths, 10 breaths, or you can do it sort of in motion, just to keep the back healthy and strong. Now leaning forward, there's a number of different things we can do. We can do out circles. There we go. We can do out in circles. There we go.
Be careful.
We can do big circles here. In both directions, in both hands. This is sort of stretching and moving and making the backs and hips ready for anything. The more you train your body with the ability to do different things, the more it is able to do those things. These may just be simple movements here, but you would notice if you monitored all the different movements in life, they include all these different little movements and things that we're doing here. So train for what you can, prepare for the best, and enjoy better health along the way. Back slow. I want to share with you a little quad and hip stretch I do each day. Come forward. This lower leg, this right leg, push the knee out towards the ground. I'm up on my toes. That stretches the front of the leg. Do the same on this side. Push that knee towards the ground while holding the upper body and the hip up. So it's creating a nice stretch towards the front. Then, not down, but sort of forward. So I'm lifting the hips a little higher, and instead of pushing the knee down, now I'm pressing forward. And then at the end, I leave it up, I push it straight out, and I shoot the hip up. That really stretches the quad and the hip and the back. And the psoas, a lot of great muscles. A lot of the great spinal joints, keeping them healthy. And then I work your way back down again. Just the different angles. Good. And then down. And then down. And then this could go all the way. Internal and external hip rotation now that everything's warmed up, nice and slow. And if you want, you can go all the way and finish with a nice stretch. Left over right, and all the way down. Turning to the right, reaching to the left, head relaxed. right leg over left, go to the left, reach right, head nice and relaxed. You can stay here for a couple breaths, or you can relax and stay here for longer if you really want to get deeper into the stretch and deeper into the joints and deeper into the ligaments. Always nice and gentle coming out. I always like to end with a little bit of movement to wake things up again after I'm in a stretch. Especially the deeper the stretch I get into, the more I like to make sure that I do some gentle movements to re-engage the muscles and get everything working together again. And as always, if you want to finish with a little hip opener, a little hip stretch. So I'm getting a hip opener, a groin opener in the front, I'm getting a nice hip stretch in the back, and go side to side just to get a little bit of movement in there. You can use the arms to come up here. Sit up nice and tall, feet balanced. This is not only good for health and not only good for stretching, but it's also functional for life. These movements that I'm doing here that I just did and ones that I'm doing now, they help you to learn how to get up off the floor. They help you to learn how to stand up properly. They help you to learn how to pick things up properly. And if in the future, for whatever case, we're all gonna age, not for whatever case, that's the way it is. And the more we've trained in different areas to be functional and move our body better from all different positions, the less likely we are to fall, the more likely we're going to be able to get back on our feet or catch ourselves if we trip. And if we do happen to fall, the better and more prepared we'll be to be able to get up and stand up. And that could even mean standing up from tying your shoes or standing up from picking something up. So many people, if they don't train in these areas or they have difficulties in different areas, it stops them from doing simple things. And when you're younger, it seems like you're always going to be able to do anything. But whatever we don't train our body in and wherever we don't continue to work on our body, that's the area that it'll suffer. And you don't want it to be suffering in the areas of daily activities, because we need to have a body that can handle daily activities for us to continue to enjoy our daily life. Have a great day. You can get the book The Health Equation on Amazon by Dr. John Fresh, or you can sign up at drjohnfresh.com for my Feel Younger blog.